Welcome back, everybody. I have put my hood up. We are now listening. Oh.
Little JT.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know what? I used to, like, make fun of Justin Timberlake, you know, and early on. And
he was the butt of a lot of jokes for the early 2000s there.
By the way, every month after April is his
face,
month.
Yeah, his face gets shared. Any time from, like, April 15th on till the beginning of the following month.
Everybody's reminded that Justin Timberlake exists.
Everybody. So, that's true. It's true.
But he's really, 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 really talented. I don't know if you know this, but really talented. I got dragged to a concert, Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake, and neither of which are my primary thing. Like that, neither of which are my guy. But that's totally fine. You know, I'm down. I'm happy to see other people be happy and enjoy it. There's very few things that I hate so much. I can't go to a concert and enjoy it, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't dislike any of their stuff. And I'm not trying to. I'm just saying I'm not a huge fan. My point is I went there, and Jay-Z was good. You know, had some songs that I enjoyed, and I was at Soldier Field, which took me 3 days to get to. So even though I lived in the city, it still took me 3 days to get. I'm still walking there now, by the way, in an alternate universe, because I never made it there and the world ended. So it takes a while to get to Soldier Field. Point is, I saw Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake, and Jay-Z was really good. But Justin Timberlake, throughout the course of the show, played every instrument that was on stage. Yeah. Never left the stage, and while Jay-Z was rapping, would play an instrument underneath what Jay-Z was doing, or sing background vocals. And then when Justin Timberlake would do a song, because he kind of switched off back and forth, Justin Timberlake would do a song, Jay-Z would go and sit down and have a break, which is, you know, okay, whatever, man. But, you know, their skill sets are different, and I'm not trying to go and say that Jay-Z doesn't have any skills. My point is Justin Timberlake has a lot of them.
For future reference, I can't play any Justin Timberlake unless we go down this tangent.
Sorry, man.
That's okay.
I like Justin Timberlake.
I played
really
it because, you know, he's singing there about crying me a river. And essentially, that was my response to some Republicans, you know, bemoaning the fact that Hagedorn said what he was going to do and then did it.
I can't believe this guy that we installed did exactly what he said he was going to do.
This principled conservative that we put into place here on the Supreme Court was principled and conservative, and I don't know why, but I'm upset about it.
Just to give you an idea, this guy is an anti-gay, like, super religious right-wing zealot.
Yeah, I do not agree with his politics.
And that's who he's been, and he's unapologetic for it. And when he was running, I was railing against him. Mm-hmm. But he's also a really fair-minded judge as much as possible. He actually does the thing that a judge tells you he's going to do, which is, or her, put aside any political beliefs or any religious beliefs to go in accordance with the law.
Yeah, and there were a lot of conservatives, especially right-wing talk radio hosts and individuals with the like Republican candidates, special interest groups that lean conservative, that were just having a firestorm of an evening yesterday on social media, Brian. So I was kind of glued to it. Not only was I doom scrolling trying to find out what the worst case scenario could still be.
Should I breathe?
Yeah. Should I be happy about this? Is this happiness? And not really, but it wasn't the worst case scenario, and sometimes that's shocking to find out here in Wisconsin. So Hagedorn did what he said he was going to do, and I'm telling conservatives today to go cry me a river. But we'll dive a little bit more into this dissenting opinion.
And we have to get to the Schadenfreude.
Because it wasn't Hagedorn that had a really bad, awful week here in the state of Wisconsin, and we're going to get to that. But up next, we got Don from Madison calling in. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Don, what's on your mind this afternoon?
You know, I called Evers, Governor McFly, and I called Attorney General Opie from Mayberry. You know why? Is because they spend their time defending themselves instead of going on the attack. And in this case, you know, we're so conditioned to being, you know, put down upon that we're happy to get kicked in the nuts as opposed to being shot in the face.
hey, it's so, better than a stick in the eye, right?
Right. And so they're so used to that instead of saying, okay, this didn't work. This is the best we could get. And then going out and saying, you know, this is just crazy. These guys, instead of going on the attack after getting kicked in the nuts, they run inside for a bag of ice and just stay inside for the rest of a while. And you know, like the bridge up in Superior where Biden was, instead of going out and saying, you know what, all the Republicans voted against this bridge. We don't want this bridge. You know, we're not going to do anything with this bridge because your representatives that you elected don't want this. So I'm going to do their wishes and say, you know what, screw this bridge. They didn't want it. You know, go on the attack. And people see you're fighting for them. They want to come out and support you. But if you're always, you know, got the bag of ice on your balls and you're inside, no one knows what you're doing. No one wants to come out and support you. That's why we always lose in off-year elections, because you spend yourself defending yourself against attacks from Republicans all day long. Republicans are so used to stealing the purse out of grandma's hand as they run down the street. When one grandma fights back and says, you're not getting my purse, they're all clutching their pearls and say, oh, my God, what's going on? You know, and so I wish we could get that into people's heads. You got to go on the attack and stop freaking defending yourself.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call, Don. And I will contend, 2018, it was an off-year election, and Democrats did pretty all right that year. So I totally agree with the sentiment of not going and throwing a parade over this decision, because it's not that great of news. It's not the worst case news, but it's not that great. And so I'm not throwing a parade, but I do want to credit Evers' political maneuvering, because he said, okay, He took the hand that he was dealt. There was going to be criteria of maps of least change, and he said, fine, I will play by those rules, and I'm going to submit maps that I believe are better than the current ones, but still qualify and will win an argument around the maps of least change. And he did it.
He won a trick when everyone was out of Trump.
Yeah.
That's pretty. I mean, Governor Evers is a euchre player. That's pretty much what he did. He won a trick with a nine or a ten because everybody else was out of Trump.
No, it's probably like a queen of hearts walking because everybody else was out of Trump. But yep. I love the euchre reference. Do you play?
You gotta make them. I do.
Oh, we're gonna have to find some people to play with sometime, Brian. Because yeah, I did not know that you played.
Another tangent.
That's okay.
Last time I played, I was nearly blacked out, and my friends accused us of cheating, and I'm like, I don't even know what cards I have, let alone.
I don't even know how I'm playing this game right now. Because, how do you think I'm cheating?
But again, we still stole the deal like several times, not out of being sly, but we just kept dealing over and over again. They kept forgetting.
And nobody was calling you out on it. There you go.
We were all drunk enough, and they said, oh, you're cheating.
It's the beauty of euchre sometimes. It's the beauty of euchre.
You gotta moderate.
Yeah, but so I agree with you, Don. I don't think that we should be celebrating about how great of a victory this was. It wasn't that. It was a slight win, and the problem is maybe it's not even entirely a win, because the three dissenting conservative justices, Brian, they put out some pretty lengthy dissenting opinions and called Hagedorn's decision like judicial activism and like all the things that they love to do when they like pick up original jurisdiction when they're not supposed to.
Because you weren't a judicial activist, we are going to call you judicial activist.
Yeah, and so they're like doing all of these things and crying about it. But one of the conservative justices decided in their dissent to pretty much outline a way for the parties that lost, aka Republicans and the conservatives that submitted the maps, to pretty much take this to the Supreme Court. And so it sounds like this isn't dead yet, but it'll be interesting to see how it works, because if everyone remembers that there were dueling lawsuits when it came to redistricting. There was one in the state courts, which the decision last night was in the state court of Wisconsin. But there was also a federal lawsuit, and that was brought on behalf of Democratic favored groups against the maps, the redistricting process, hoping that federal judges would take it over, who had previously been the ones to rule on conflicting parties when the governor and the legislature could not decide how to formulate the maps here in Wisconsin. So that was a lawsuit brought by Dems. It'll be interesting to see, Brian, if all of a sudden those groups drop the lawsuit. I don't know, but it sounds like the conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court yesterday left open the ability for the parties that lost yesterday to go and argue this case before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yes. I wonder if you'll be able to cry in... Well, you can cry in the Supreme Court. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court, there
yes.
is crying
as long
there.
As you're crying about a calendar and the fact that you like beer, you can cry. Yeah.
I wonder if I wonder what would happen if the latest Supreme Court nominee got to maybe acted like that a little bit. I wonder. I just wonder what would happen. Just throwing that out there.
No. It just won't, though. I know it won't because...
Well,
yeah.
Because she's a professional. That's right. She's a professional and not a completely joke joke nominee.
Yes, not a...
Anyway, that's a tangent I don't want to go down because
no,
I will get
not,
to a bad
let's
place.
Let's not do that. But
let's go to... I want to say this. Tony Evers can't be anybody other than Tony Evers, okay? Tony Evers is not going to be the bulldog that you want him to be. He's not going to go
he's
out
not
there.
Who he is.
He's not who he is. He is a principal. Think of him as a kindly principal who's really going to actually try and do what he thinks is best for the state. He's had to adjust from this is what I think is best from the state to this is what I think is best for the state that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
What I would like to see him do as far as go on the offensive goes is have a bulldog, have a mouthpiece, have someone who can go out there and troll correctly. But we're going to get into that in the next segment. But my point is have a spokesperson that can go out and punch people in the face and say, wow, have a Scott Ross. Have a Scott Ross go out there and be your fist for the fist of justice of Tony Evers. You know, and have him take all the
we're
the
taking
heat and
applications
have
now. If you would like to be the fist of justice for Tony Evers.
I honestly think Crudy should be the person that would do that, but again, they're letting petty politics get in the way of that. So anyway, we're moving on.
Yeah. And so let's get into
some Schadenfreude here.
Yeah, so it's been a pretty bad week for one person in particular, Brian. And that one person, you know, they lost several lawsuits, I can now say, after yesterday's announcement. They received some polling information that's not necessarily pretty favorable to them.
Nope.
And a pretty big project of theirs blew up in their face and is recommending a lot of stuff that they've previously said cannot be done. And so the one person that I know had a pretty bad, just straight up awful week, Brian, is Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Oh, and that's a shame.
And I kind of tried to pitch this to you earlier today, and you were like, "What was it? Was it that bad?" And I was like, "It was pretty bad." So
you summed it up really nicely in a text to me.
The week started off with him not receiving the report that he was supposed to receive at the deadline that he was told to receive it by the end of last month. The first was on Tuesday. And so he didn't have Gableman's report in hand. Then Gableman sat for several hours and testified about things that Voss has said cannot be done, like overturning or decertifying the 2020 election, or just complete up straight dismantling the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which Voss has just said, no, that's not going to happen. And then that was only Tuesday. By Wednesday, we got the fact that Tony Evers is polling at 50% here in the state, and most Wisconsinites have zero opinion on Robin Voss because they just don't know who he is. So the governor that he has tried to belittle throughout this entire process of Evers' first term still has a 50% approval rating. He's above water there from the Marquette University Law School poll. And then he lost the MAPS challenge as well on the Wisconsin Supreme Court redistricting suit yesterday.
Poor kid.
So he's
couldn't have happened to a nicer cocktail.
Pretty
maybe.
Bad week because now he's not going to necessarily have a potential shot at a supermajority going on to override Evers' veto. So I just like to toast to a really, really awful week for somebody that I consider a really, really awful legislator.
You know what? He's getting torn asunder by the monster that he created. Congratulations. Congratulations.
You played yourself.
You installed Brian Hagedorn, and he's screwing you over. Good for you.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We got one more segment left in the day. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Are you crying?